In Washington, D.C. today, Vice President Joe Biden held the first of 3 days of meetings of the Task Force on Gun Violence set up by President Obama in the aftermath of the December mass shooting at a Connecticut elementary school. With Attorney General Eric Holder by his side, Biden today met with gun safety and gun victims groups. He will meet with pro-gun groups tomorrow. The White House has said the process is designed to get input, then the vice president's group will assess different actions, make recommendations, and the president will decide what actions he would pursue. President Obama has already called for Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, pass legislation that would ban high-capacity magazines, and pass a bill that would close loopholes in the federal background check system. Earlier this week, Walmart, the nation's largest gun dealer, said it would not attend tomorrow's meeting of the task force, but today, Walmart said it would send a representative. Vice President Biden spoke briefly with reporters before today's meeting.
You should know that tomorrow I've also invited the gun owners and the NRA to come and make their case as well before us. I want it clear to the American public that on behalf of the president, we're reaching out to all parties on whatever side of this debate we fall. If the president is going to act, there are executive orders, executive action that can be taken. We haven't decided what that is yet, but we're compiling it all with the help of the attorney general and all the rest of the cabinet members, as well as legislative action we believe is required. So I appreciate you very much being here. With that, what I'd like to do is thank the press for coming on in, and maybe we can get to work, okay?
Vice President Joseph Biden, whose recommendations will go to the president, who has promised to address the issue in his State of the Union speech.